This is Transcat. What is Transcat? Transcat is a safe space. It's a place for respectful conversations about transgender issues. It's a place for queer people to come tell their stories. I'm host Claire McCarthy. Welcome to Transcat. A short episode this week. First event, the annual Conference of the Trans Community of New England, was held back in January. And for the second year, I offered a workshop giving attendees 5-ish minutes in front of the mics to tell their story. The four people who spoke offered heartfelt and compelling insights, tales of acceptance and perseverance, embodiment and joy. Part of the mission of Transcat is to combat disinformation and hateful rhetoric with the lived experiences of real people. The title of the workshop was May Your Story Be Heard. I invite you to open your hearts now to PD, Cody, Gabriel, and Rhonda.
Hi, my name is PD. Those are my initials, the letter P, letter D. I'm from New York City. And I thought I'd tell you an interesting story about transgender life. I've often had a theory over the years that those of us in the community, we tend to have careers that are risky and intense, as I believe, and certainly in my case, we try to prove to ourselves something we are not in the female, in the male-to-female community. And certainly, I think my story is one of those stories of people having a risky business, a risky career, an intense business, really trying to prove to yourself that you're really a man. In reality, you find out in the end you really are transgender. But I'll give you an example, and a kind of funny one here. I work in international news media. I've been in 74 countries covering wars, famines, plagues, natural disasters for the past 30 years. And it's a privilege to be able to see life up close like that. And within the media community, most people would be surprised how many LGBTQ people actually are in our community. And, you know, one of the odder things, when I got to the Baghdad Bureau for one of the tours through it during the war and after the war, it was something to see in our compound how many LGBTQ materials, magazines, laptops are open for our community. The number is actually very huge. You wouldn't necessarily expect that. Far more so in the military as well. You'd be amazed how many military members are within our community. But here, I'll just give you one short story. In the past 2 years now, the war in Ukraine has been first and foremost. And on your rotation into Ukraine, up to the front lines, you rotate in and you rotate out. And it's usually a quick formal sit down with the with your armed security force, who are there to protect you. So on my rotation in the first morning, I sat down with one of the head of who's our security force. There's clearly weapons everywhere. There's medical kits everywhere, protective gear everywhere. And we're having breakfast, and he leans over to me and goes, "Hey, PD, I got a question for you." And I'm like, yes? He says, "The lads want to know, what pronouns would you like?" Now, mind you, there are weapons going off everywhere. There are, unfortunately, dead people everywhere. And I just said, "Hey, D, listen, I'm presenting in male mode here. I'll just keep it that way." And he goes, "Well, it's okay not to worry. You know, so-and-so over there, his wife is transgender." And I'm like, "What?" So here we are in a city that's pretty much being shelled continuously with inbound rockets. And in the midst of all that, you still have people from our community stepping up. So I try to emphasize to folks, we're everywhere. And people across the world respect us, who we are. So step up and be aggressive and be who you are.
When you're in those situations, yes. Is it you with a crowd of other journalists, or is it you embedded with an infantry unit?
I've been in both circumstances. If you saw Gulf War II, if you saw Ted Koppel reporting across the desert, that was me. It was our six-person team going in, myself, the producer, camera, And a wonderful woman, by the way, is a superb audio engineer, Francesca. She was our audio engineer, and we brought along one other person from the print media, Michael Kelly. And I do remember vividly the night before we stepped off into the desert, our six-person team. We went down to the souk in Kuwait, and we had a lovely, lovely meal. And the next Sunday morning, we all did service together, and six of us went in, and Michael Kelly came back in a body bag. He was killed on our team. And that's not at all abnormal. And something else people don't realize, too, the sheer number of journalists who get killed in international operations like this is staggering. In the past 12 months, it's been 19 journalists and engineers who have been killed covering in the Ukraine war itself alone.
That's a sad note to leave it on, but I do love your story. I also loved your Scottish accent, but
I'm sure I did not do justice to the persons involved. But again, just remember that we're everywhere. We're strong. Be strong, and you'll do just fine.
Hi, my name is Cody Suzuki. As a member of the trans and nonconforming community, I find that using and sharing my innermost feelings, relationships, and life experience is through my spoken word. I use this method not only to heal myself, but to spread these words of gender acceptance. This is a story. Actually, all of my spoken word comes from real life, my true journeys. I'm working on a series right now through spoken word. It's called Queer Conversations. This is called All Set. And it goes, All Set. All set. Why, we've hardly even met. It's not like I'm asking you to be straight or gay. I'm just saying, there is another way. I'm just a queer, a genuine, pure, homegrown queer. What would your friends say? Could you walk with me down on the street? What would people think? Would you be a guy with a queer? Or a gay with a queer? Another queer with a queer? Would anyone even care? Or perhaps they would stop, giggle, and stare, and then wonder, what's down there? Oh, I know. It's not like you can bring me home to your mother and I'd have your father rolling over in his grave if he wasn't cremated and his ashes all scattered away. All set. All set. Why, I could have been your best friend. I could have been your best kept secret. And I bet, I could have made you scream. I could have been your wettest dream. So what? So what? I'm just a queer. I could have been the realest real you could ever possibly have feel. You know, what you see isn't always what you get. Why, yes. Yes. Oh, yes. I'm glad we met. And I'd like to see. I'd like to see who you get, because now, I'm all set.
When you perform things like this,
right?
What other contexts are you in? Are these at sort of open mic, spoken word nights?
Spoken word nights. It's funny that you say that, because being a queer and a member of the trans community, to bring these words out in public, you're not widely accepted.
Even in that kind of a context?
Not here at First Imagine.
In an open mic.
In an open mic, people, you can get some stares and like, well, where's that coming? Where did that happen from? You know? So I find that more of an invite. I feel like I'm invited to speak somewhere. Or I do a lot at Fantasia Fair in Provincetown. I host an open mic and I perform at their Follies. And I love it because I'm so welcome there. And you know that the audience appreciates your words.
Of course. My name is Gabriel Noel. I am a poet. I'm also a librarian. I work in the North Shore area. I've been a librarian for about 7 years now, but I've been writing for a very long time. One of the things that I started to do when I became a librarian was read stories that most people read when they were younger, usually in their formative years in high school. Mm. Things like Shakespeare, Greek myths. And one that stood out to me was, it was the story of Pygmalion. Gladia, their story jumped out to me because they were thrust into this world born from a man's perspective of what womanhood looks like.
Right.
And I said, same. Because I'm trans masculine. I'm a trans man. And it stuck with me. So I thought, what if Galatea was a trans man? And so I have prose poetry piece. So I'd love to read it for
Please.
You. If Galatea was actually a trans man. As I'm carved from this stone, do you weep? Before my bosom is made soft, do my hard lines tempt? Do you still feel the chill of ivory under your lusty fingers? Will you fall in love with me, mortal? I am overcome with new abundance. I am burdened with a Freudian motherhood. The moon becomes a sun for a statue, and I come alive under your mouth. I creak, I stretch out of this stone prison. Kiss me like I am flesh in the glow of it all. Open me less like your palm and more like a moonflower parts its legs for the stuff of the stars. Beholden to an astral body that is not my own, but fucks me like it knows where my tender little bundle is supposed to be. Nestles itself inside me, but still calls me by the right name. Small miracles I accept. I baked for you in the sun all day. Do you feel the heat of me? Do my hard lines still tempt? Do I inspire? Would you put down your chisel if I came to life now? Or will you paint me red with all this brand new blood I've yet to spill? I see you thought I was womanhood. But this crimson river will run from the heart rather than the womb. From it I curse the bitch who is Aphrodite. Who is she to give me away to your selfish hands and hungry mouth? I would carve out this beating heart if it meant I went back to the bodilessness of the hard earth. Do I incite fear in you now, mortal? Is this your ideal womanhood?
As a metaphor, that stone, the marble turning to human flesh, there's a sense of being trapped.
Yes.
Tell me about that for you.
It's in a way of, in my experiences, I have tried to look at my body as less of an expression of my gender identity and more of just how I feel. Specifically when it comes to binding, with like the marble and the stone and everything, kind of like feeling trapped in. It's not always easy to bind. I'm a bigger man. And so the way that they, talk about, is this your ideal womanhood, the way that my body looks, because it's not mine. My body is masculine because I am masculine. And breaking out of that, form that I felt like I needed to fit in for so long to be a man, a trans man, is very freeing. And I felt like, in a way, it related to that. So,
My name is Rhonda. I am a trans woman. I am 72 years old. I have the usual problems, like loss of family, fear of this next election. The one place I'm not out is at home. It's controlled by people who, some of whom are fundamentalist Christians. So I'm not out there. But all that said, I'm getting along fine. And one of the big reasons that I'm getting along fine is what I'd like to talk about. I'm an addict, all right? I am clean and sober for 26 years now.
Congratulations.
And the relevant thing is when it comes to my gender transition, going to meetings of Alcoholics Anonymous, and you will notice I did not say my last name, but when it comes to meetings of Alcoholics Anonymous, it has been the most positive experience that I've had in my entire gender transition. I came out to my group 5 years ago, and I have had nothing but positive feedback since then. I want to talk about AA just a little bit because so many of our numbers are addicts. You know, in order to get past the pain of not being accepted, especially when you're young, a lot of them choose to use booze, drugs, whatever, suicide. But in AA, there is acceptance, okay? The only requirement for membership is a desire to stop drinking. And I found that to be true. I came out. I run with the girls now, okay? and I'm accepted. I mean, just recently I was recruited for a women's meeting, okay? I was at my AA home group, which is a mixed meeting, and four of these women ganged up on me after the meeting and said, "You have to come to our women's meeting."
That must have felt wonderful.
Yeah, it did. And I've gone there, and I've been having a pretty good time there. But I think more important is that I've spent in my transition, I've spent a whole lot of time with younger people who are transgender, okay? And in fact, there's a meeting here in Boston that I'm going to tonight. It's called Transgender and Sobriety. And there are similar meetings in other large cities. I don't think you'll find too many meetings like that one in smaller cities, but you never know. But you will find gay meetings. And they tend to be pretty accepting. But even outside of gay meetings and stuff like that, I have had absolutely no trouble at all. Now, granted, I live here in Massachusetts. I don't live in Georgia or some other place like that, Texas. But I do come from Michigan. And last year, I found myself out there in need of a meeting because visiting my childhood home had some emotional consequences, quite aside from the gender issue. So I went to a meeting, you know, and I've never been to that meeting before, and I get there, and the entire parking lot is filled up with pickup trucks. So needless to say, I was a little apprehensive going in. Michigan, after all, is the state where a bunch of crazies tried to kidnap the governor. That's not like the Michigan that I knew when I was a child, but today's Michigan, I don't know. So I went in, and I wasn't going to lie to these people. So my only other alternative was to remain silent and say nothing. I should note that I was traveling in boy mode because I do an excellent man imitation, but I don't pass in any sense of the word. But I wasn't going to lie to these people, so I was either going to do that or be silent. And I finally, when it came to my turn, I just said, "My name is Rhonda, and I'm a transgender person, and I'm feeling very vulnerable right now. No issues." I said my piece, whatever I needed to say that day, and afterwards, people came up to me. One person who called me he, him type pronouns apologized afterwards. And I also found out that there was another trans person at that meeting who did pass. I didn't even know she was there. So the 12-step programs really are a place that people can turn to if they have problems. And as I said, the only requirement for membership is a desire to stop drinking, or if you go to Narcotics Anonymous, the desire to stop using.
Right.
You know, it can save your life. And I can attest that I've had as a trans person, absolutely no problems whatsoever in those meetings. Granted, there are different characters in different meetings, but there's a lot of meetings of AA. So if one meeting doesn't work, go to a different
one. Find another one.
But personally, I've had no trouble.
Have you found the process of AA, the sort of this working the steps mm-hmm. and the process that they ask you to go through, similar or supportive of the same process that you've gone through in terms of reaching your gender identity?
Or totally different. One of the things that AA did for me was they gave me freedom. Okay, freedom from dependency on drugs, freedom from a lot of different kinds of bad behavior, which I worked through mm-hmm. in going through the steps. I do want to say one more thing about the steps. You see the word God in the steps a number of times, and people come in and they see that and they say, this is a religious cult. No, it's not. Okay, the literature makes it absolutely clear that you do not have to be a believer. That's just the way the steps were written way back when. We're talking like 85 years ago. So for me, the power greater than myself is the collective wisdom of the people in the groups. I don't get down on my knees and pray to some creature that doesn't answer. But if I go to a meeting and I have a problem, I stick my hand up and say, here's what my problem is, and I get answers. To me, the most important part of the steps are the first two words of step one, we admitted. You know, and if you can do that, you can get help. Just don't drink one day at a time. You don't need to do the God stuff. And get sober and get safe.
Thanks again to the first event participants for their vulnerability and their honesty. It was genuinely an honor to listen to you. A few business items before we go. Remember to get your tickets to A Complicated Woman, the new musical offered by Goodspeed Opera House. The show runs May 10th to June 2nd. At the Terrace Theater in Chester, Connecticut. Tickets are available at goodspeed.org. Game Night is back, baby. Sam Avery will be hosting an event Friday, May 17th at his gallery, which is also in Chester, Connecticut. Details are forthcoming, but I'll be hosting a night of queer forward fun and Pictionary. So bring your Sharpies and your imaginations. As this episode goes to air, April is already more than half through. June, of course, is Pride Month, and I'm inviting you to stop by the Transcat tent at the following events. Springfield, Massachusetts on May 18th, Middletown, Connecticut on June 1st, Boston, of course, on June 8th, and Providence, Rhode Island on June 15th. On Sunday the 9th, I'll be one of two featured speakers at Killingworth Pride. Much, much more importantly, the headliner that day is Celeste Lacine, co-creator of the Trevor Project and the Future Perfect Project. So very grateful to be sharing the stage with Celeste, who was a guest on this show back in episode 25. Final item, the Bloomfield Public Library has invited me to offer my queer history presentation, which is really just a series of Kahoot games, on June 11th. It's a virtual event, so anybody can join in. Register at bplct.org. This has been Transcat. I'm Claire McCarthy. Thank you for listening. Let's talk soon.
This is Sadie McCarthy. I'm Claire's niece.
And you've just been listening to Transcat. It is made by one of my favorite people in the world, Claire McCarthy.
Transcat is a production of Transcat Enterprises, LLC.
Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
Join us on the web at transcat.com.
That's TransQat.com.
QAT.com. QAT.com.
There you'll find links to Transcat, the blog,
writing projects,
speaking engagements,
and our PayPal donations page.
Please consider supporting our mission with your monkeys.
Monies. Your monies.
Your monies. Not monkeys.
Please consider supporting our mission with your monies. Any monkeys will be gratefully received as well.
Follow Transcat on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube.
On TikTok, we are at The Real Transcat.
Want to tell your story on air?
Or ask Claire a question?
What is the deal?
She has all the answers.
or suggest a guest or topic for an upcoming episode.
Use the contact page at the website
or email her directly at crmtranscat@gmail.com.
crmtranscat@gmail.com.
And thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. Bye.